And also from the city of Bryan, Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn here. How are you today?
Good morning. Good, thanks.
What's happening in your world?
Well, I have a list, but like we say, you never stick to it.
No, I never do.
We'll try.
Well, let's start with something that really is below the radar for a lot of people until you need it, and mm-hmm. that's the library system,
right.
which you oversee. But
that's right.
Talk about something that's changed in the last few years.
Well, there's a lot of changes and a lot of technology changes.
Yeah.
I was just talking to my counterpart at College Station. Of course, many people don't know that City of Bryan manages all three. We say three, but there are really two main general public libraries, the Clara Mounts Library in Bryan and mm-hmm. the Larry J. Ringer Library in College Station. And then, of course, there's the Carnegie.
Yeah.
But basically, there are a lot of changes. Obviously, we have some great staff that do a lot of great things. You know, you don't go just to check out a book anymore. You go or you don't have to go. You can go on your phone and go to an app and
sure.
pull up Overdrive or ebooks or audiobooks
mm-hmm.
and access a lot of information that way. But we're constantly looking at things to ways to improve. I know College Station is headed right now with expanding the Larry J. Ringer Library. We're excited about that. I know that will be going out to bid in the next couple of months here and going on construction for some major expansion.
Right. Speaking of expansion, let's change to Coulter Field because that continues to be a growing property.
It is. We are excited about expanding the number of available hangars. We're working with TxDOT on bringing in a lot of state dollars. We do have to spend some dollars to get some, but usually a lot of the grants that we receive have been 90-10, and we don't pay the 90, which is great. But we also have a lot of, you know, just deferred maintenance, if you will. But, you know, that's what the state's helping us a lot with. But building hangars is a major initiative, and we're excited about the 10 new T-hangars and box hangars that we're in the works of getting developed right now. So, you know, the number of planes, I don't keep up every day with the number of planes, but it's significantly higher than it was 5 years ago. I think we're in the 70 range of number of planes that are out there. And that translates not just to more leasing tenant space, but also higher fuel sales.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an economic, the whole operation is an economic development generator. It's, you know, brings people to our community. It is a gateway to our community
mm-hmm.
as well. So Kevin Russell is doing a fantastic job in his staff moving forward. Brandon is our new, and I don't have his, he's a brand new guy. So
okay.
Brandon, I'm sorry. I don't know your last
name. Okay, it's all right. Yeah.
But,
he answers
but James
the phone.
Brown
yeah.
was easy to remember.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
He went on to another larger airport,
okay.
but we have a new. We'll be announcing it formally. But you know, the staff is you know, of course, he's got staff out there that are doing a great job.
Well, and that's you mentioned it from a development standpoint. We have to talk about travel times now and traffic, and it's a hassle. And if people had been using Easterwood, and there's a need for you to have them land in that part of the city, mm-hmm. then it really does help out. You know,
that's right. Josh Abramson came and spoke to our council not too long ago. He's in charge of Easterwood, and mm-hmm. there's a good partnership there. I know that they work together a lot. And, a lot of times there's a preference, you know, to land at a smaller airport and where you don't have commercial aviation in addition to general aviation, where sometimes it's just more convenient to divert traffic. So it's good to have that. And, again, there's a lot of, you know, the city of Bryan does participate in costs associated with Easterwood as well.
Sure. So
we're part of the same community, and we see that being a continued asset.
Joey Dunn here is the deputy city manager for the city of Bryan. You mentioned the funding, the 90-10 thing, which is great. And again, because you're in development, you have federal funds that are available. What's the horizon look like? Where are we when it comes to that?
Well, when you say federal funding, I assume you mean CDBG
yep.
or HOME.
Mm-hmm.
What does that stand for? Community Development Block Grants. HOME is basically a program that it is similar to that from the federal government or HUD.
Mm-hmm.
City of Bryan and City of College Station are what we're called entitlement cities, which do receive CDBG and HOME funds every year. And that number has decreased steadily over mm-hmm. the years. We don't anticipate long term that those monies will be there. We have to look at ways to partner with College Station and other organizations that provide affordable housing, or reach out to other nonprofits that work in our communities. We have some fantastic nonprofits that do great things. Alcee Bond does a tremendous job, and of course Debbie Eller, her counterpart in College Station. There's a lot of coordination. Alcee and I are actually working with a committee of staff, and we're also working with representatives of the Bryan City Council, Planning and Zoning Commission, the Bryan Business Council, and other advisory committee of community development to come up with a strategy to rethink the way we do assistance really for housing, because the housing market, as everybody knows, is changing dramatically mm-hmm. in this community. We've had some of the most undervalued residential for years. Now that's no longer the case. I can give you the numbers, but we've had significant growth in the minimum home values, mm-hmm. or I guess average home values. And so that's creating a gap between what is affordable and what the market will allow.
Well, and that's a challenge that both cities are doing, and anytime you're in a fast-growing area. But I want to talk about, this is an exciting time for the city of Bryan. It really is, because you've got development on the west side around the Walmart shopping center, mm-hmm. for lack of a better description. The east side, we're about to have some exciting things going on out there. And then there's Rellis. So with those three things in mind, let's take first the west side that pertains to near the Walmart development. Tell me what's going on over there.
Well, we certainly have some filling in of retail, all not just at that intersection of Villa Maria and 2018 or Rudder, mm-hmm. not Rudder.
No.
Mitchell.
Yes, Mitchell.
Further out, Villa Maria, all the way to 47, there's both residential and commercial growth. We're seeing a lot of new subdivisions going in that area. And, of course, we were just talking about a case that, for some commercial right at the intersection of Villa Maria and 47. No longer will you be able to look 360 degrees and not see anything.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on because of the employment. Certainly, the development of Atlas, and of course, I think the chamber is holding a business after hours tonight at the Stella,
mm-hmm.
and that has had a major impact on bringing in retail and other commercial developments. But it's also a heavily impact our numbers in terms of sales tax and hotel occupancy tax. In fact, the month of May, we saw a 41% increase. Now, that doesn't happen just by occupancy. It happens by new construction. And mm-hmm. so the Stella had a big impact on that. But there's so much going on out there. Very excited about, the Viasat. Of course, it's well under construction now, you see. And that's not in the city of Bryan. That's in the city of College Station. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares, right, where the line is. But it's all there together, and both cities are benefiting. Fuji has taken over the pandemic influenza facility, which is a very large building that's in the city of College Station, also in the BioCorridor. Other major developments going on, the Park Communities retirement. So it's a very diverse, mix of uses, very complementary, and people are seeing that as a destination out there, and it really is affecting our growth.
Well, again, when the ILA was signed, we knew it was going to be something, and this is the fruition of that ILA,
absolutely.
That's for sure. Well, let's talk about over on the east side now, because University Drive is going to be extended
correct.
All the way out, and this is a rare opportunity from a development standpoint, because you kind of get to plan what this is going to look like.
That's right. It's been a great opportunity to plan with actually Don Adam and his staff, and actually it's called Oakmont. It'll include about 750 homes. It's 400 acres of land, plus or minus, in addition to some additional properties on either side of the University Drive extension, which mm-hmm. has been in the news lately about showing how you can actually see it's being extended.
Sure.
That's one of number of phases, right, because it's ultimately got to connect to mm-hmm. another roadway. Ultimately, we see it as a connection that will help divert some additional traffic on the east side around the backside of Copperfield. But it in Oakmont and Miramont, so that's not just going to be resident or single family. Also, it'll have a mix of types of different uses: commercial at the intersection, the new intersection there, multifamily, and beautiful system of parks.
Right.
So people will be very impressed with the multiple types of uses out there. It'll dovetail, of course, with what's gone on in Miramont and Park Hudson as well in both cities.
Nice to be able to plan it that way. And finally, Rellis, right. this is going concern, obviously. You got to grab onto this train because it's moving fast.
Absolutely. We're working with Texas A&M University System. We're excited about what Blinn is doing, TEKS, workforce, engineering programs, so much going on right now. We're trying to keep up with it, but right now we are working towards how do we deal with plant or proper growth around this mm-hmm. the Rellis campus. Mm-hmm. Annexation is a process we're in the middle of. There's a lot of legislation right now pending, which really is, I'll just put it bluntly, is an assault on the city's ability to do annexation. And some of them perhaps might be for good reason in other communities, but here, that's something that we need to be able to plan for. We really want to see a growth that will, you know, be appropriate adjacent to a $500 million investment on the part of the state itself mm-hmm. with Relis Campus. And so we hope that we can do that. We're working to try to look how much area needs to be taken in surrounding or part of the campus itself, working with how we provide services, traffic, power, water, mm-hmm. sewer, and, of course, the system itself. Sure. We're very excited what that means, not just in that immediate vicinity, but all the way down Highway 47. A lot of that's already in the city, but, there's a lot of potential for future growth as that builds out.
Right. And I'd be in trouble if I didn't ask you about downtown Bryan. So.
Well, I know. I was going to say, don't forget about
downtown. No, I'm not.
Bryan.
No.
But that's kind of neat, isn't it? We have other things to talk about, not just what we've traditionally talked about. And of course, downtown is, we appreciate your role in the Downtown Association, but, Sandy Ferris and her staff, she's now fully staffed. There's a lot of great events. Obviously, Texas Reds, we're getting into football season. We've got a great shuttle connection downtown Bryan that's growing every season. People are beginning to use that. But more than that, there's a lot of redevelopment going on the north end, and we're continuing to see, not just what the city was involved in directly, but investment in blocks around the downtown area. We've got about two that are physically under construction, mm-hmm. but five in the works in that area. Again, not just city sponsored, if you will, but developers coming in and seeing that as a good investment.
More people, more parking. Tell us what we're doing.
I went and spoke with the merchants last couple weeks ago. Sandy asked me to go, and we're working on, we have to be creative. We have to add more parking spaces. That's more than creativity there. But we just, we have to work and figure out ways to manage employee parking and customer parking and, find available places. Hopefully not having a meter anytime soon. But, we are working on trying to increase our inventory as the area grows and as new businesses continue to come in. We see that there's possibility there. We have to get pretty much agreement from most but nobody agrees on exact strategy for parking. No. But we'll try our best at doing that before any decisions are made. One other major factor is that there's a quiet zone discussion.
Sure.
And how that affects the possibilities for redevelopment throughout not just the downtown area, but the neighborhoods far out from the downtown area. West Side, South Side, those will be very much improved with quieter.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Anything else we didn't cover this morning?
I don't think so, but we're just, these are all our numbers are up, Scott, and as I mentioned to you, these are great indicators. All, sales tax up 7%. I mentioned 41% on hot tax, hotel occupancy tax, and then our permit numbers, single family alone, year to date is up 54%. So again, that just tells you the market is just booming right now, particularly for residential. But it's good times.
Glad to hear it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Joey Dunn here from the City of Bryan to visit the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays.